And then Brittany had the nerve to call me toxic. Me? Toxic? I have one poison counter. She is like six and infect, and she's kind of a
Would you say that she's corrupted? Has she been corrupted by Atraxa and Alishnorn?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say anything mean, but like, I think Alishnorn is like the Regina George of Phyrexia, and I just think everyone's following her lead just because they think she's hot.
Get in, loser. We're going infecting.
We're going infecting. But you know what? Alishnorn does have some good taste, because Alishnorn listens to the hit podcast, Bad at Magic. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Bad at Magic is currently available on YouTube with a visual version, but it is also available on other podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere where you can find a podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please consider giving this video a like and maybe leaving a comment as well, as it does help show support to us and defeat the ugly algorithm gods.
So what are we talking about this week, Chase? Or should I say Chase Ishnorn?
Chase Ishnorn, I like that.
Or are you Ura Chase?
Ura Chase?
Or Chase Abrask?
Chasenclex. Chorinclex. Chase Gitaxius. I don't know. My name doesn't work with any of them.
I don't even know where to start with mine. But yeah, it sounds like we're talking about Infect and Toxic.
Yes. Yes, we are.
This is not a set review. Repeat, this is not a set review of Phyrexia All Be One. You can go somewhere else for that. No, we wanna talk about Infect and Commander, because it's kind of a thing right now.
Yes. We have Phyrexia All Is One coming out, which has the return of poison counters, but not the return of Infect. Instead, it has been replaced with a lovely new keyword. We have Toxic, which we'll get into a little bit later, but we wanted to kind of set the stage with how Infect has impacted Magic as a whole, particularly Commander, because that's both of our preferred formats of choice. And kind of the road it's led us down, and kind of where we are now with poison and Magic, because things have drastically changed from one keyword to another. And I kind of find that fascinating. I actually kind of love it.
I think there's a reason why it has changed as well, because there's just a general sentiment. Like, Commander players don't like Infect.
No. I mean, I love it. I used to play it, but
I think it's completely fine, personally. Yes. This is a quote that I've been saying for years. People don't hate Infect. They literally just hate Blightsteel Colossus, Triumph of the Hordes, and Tainted Strike. That's it.
1,000%. Literally.
That's all it is. They hate the gotcha nature of Infect. Mm-hmm. Because Infect scales with the power of the creature that's doing it.
I mean, in my particular situation, I really try to, you know, I really try to carry the motto of, like, you know, if I'm going to play Commander, I want to have fun no matter if I'm winning or losing. But there have been moments where I've had, like, salty feelings of losing. So an example is, like, with one of the big three we just talked about, Tainted Strike. I was playing a game of Commander. I believe it was Schmandruart. And if I'm misattributing this, I so apologize. But somebody swung at me with, like, a 9/9 creature. And Andrew, you know, as I was like, okay, no blocks, Andrew cast a Tainted Strike, and I was suddenly dead. Really early on, I want to say like turn four, and I felt really bad. Like, I was upset, but, you know, it happened, but it was an exact gotcha, because I did not expect it whatsoever.
Think about it this way. Commander has a starting life total of 40 for a reason.
Yes.
You know, it pads the life total enough that it allows a board state to develop. It allows people to have time to kind of like set up an engine or like maybe do their cool thing. Infect says, no, ma'am. Your life total is 10. Philosophically speaking, Infect is, I don't want to say incompatible, but it doesn't align with the intended goals of Commander with a total of 10.
Well, it shortcuts it. It shortcuts everything.
It does. But think about it this way. Like, outside of Blightsteel Colossus and, like, Skittles, most Infect creatures are, like, 1/1s or 2/2s.
Yeah. Like, what, Blighted Agent? I mean, it's unblockable, but it's like a 1/1, I think.
Yeah. The two that I always think of are Blight Mamba and Glistener Elf, because those are the ones that got played in the standard formats, the modern formats of yesteryear. But they're literally just like 1/1s and 2/1s. And then you just curve Glistener Elf and a Blight Mamba, and then like maybe you've killed someone like turn three, turn four. But like Infect was an all-in strategy. You like maybe killed one player and then you lost the game because like, oh wow, they eliminated a player with Infect on turn four. They're the threat. And then no one has fun.
Yeah. I also want to say, I think a reason why people have a sort of feels bad association with Infect is that there are also outside spells that interact with Infect. You have spells that proliferate that don't even have the word Infect on it. But, you know, if even if you're like only sustain three Infect, if somebody has enough proliferation, then, I mean, you're kind of, you know, up the creek without a paddle. I mean, it kind of hurts. It sucks. It doesn't feel good. But going forward, you'll kind of see, I think that there's a reason that they fixed that. And I really like it. And I do want to emphasize that, you know, both of us, and, you know, this is me speaking for you here. So
you are very well aware of my opinion. So you have my permission to speak for me.
I can understand and very much sympathize with people who say that they should change Infected Commander to be like 20. We get it and I understand it and I can even see where they're coming from, but I don't like that. I don't think they should do it. And we discuss this, we think that the reason why they shouldn't is just because it changes a fundamental aspect of the game to kind of bend the rules to only one format when it was meant to be sort of a blanket thing over every format.
One of the points of Commander, I should say, is that all of your cards are completely backwards compatible. How you play them in other formats is just reappropriated to this new, weirder format. Reading the card will no longer explain the card if they were to change Infect, essentially.
And it makes it confusing because, I mean, there's different rules. And I mean, if you Google, you know, on if that were to happen, if you Google like how, actually, this has happened to me. I mean, this didn't happen like because the rule didn't change, but I was playing in a game where somebody had nine Infect and they're about to take one more. And they're like, do I die? And I'm like, if you take this one, you will die. And they go, no, I won't. And I'm like, yes, you will. That's the rule is Infect is 10. And they went and looked up and somebody had wrote an article about suggesting changing magic rules. And if they were to change them, what they would look like. But it had been like the search optimization took a chunk of that article and had published it as this is the rule. So they saw that somebody had said it was 20. They thought it was 20. And I'm like, no, that's not. And if you had those two bits of information, I think that would, you know, be very confusing to somebody, especially if you're a newer player, you know, like it only is 10 for some, but 20 for others. I just don't like that.
The comprehensive rules for Magic is already like, God knows how complicated.
Yeah.
You don't need to make it even more complicated than it already is.
Yeah.
Like Magic is a hard game. It's a very difficult game, all things considered. People like us are trying to make it easier to understand, more accessible for people to understand and get into with like that fine-tuned knowledge. And all it's doing is making everyone's job more difficult on every level. So
yeah. And I feel like, you know, we don't see Infect as nearly much as we think we
No,
do.
You don't.
So like when you talk about, okay, we got to change a 20. I mean maybe one in every 20, 30 games do I see Infect crop up. Because most people kind of have sort of like that social contract-y version of it where they're like, this kind of makes me feel bad, so I don't want to play it. And you'll get the occasional maybe one or two.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's just that most people have found Infect to just be boring, so they don't play it.
It is, but I find that to be about a lot of different sort of, it's very linear. How about we say this? It's very linear because there's a lot of linear themes that I find, you know, don't really do anything from like theme decks with like elves or goblins or stuff. That doesn't really do anything for me anymore because it's so straightforward. Same thing with Infect, which is why I really like that Atraxa being, you know, sort of in that realm, how you see a lot of stuff like shield counters or planeswalkers or, you know, the weird sort of like filibuster counters or whatever. I like that. But it is kind of boring, which I feel bad to say, but it is kind of boring.
I feel bad because in like half of our episodes, I've said, this thing you like is boring. I regret nothing.
How about it's not my steez, but if it's yours,
yeah, Jolly I don't care. Show. If you love
Jolly
it,
Jolly Show, yeah.
I'm not gonna build it.
See, for me, I find, and this will kind of, you know, do a lovely little natural segue, but I find that having a 5-5 with Infect is too easy for me, as opposed to something with like Toxic One. It may be a 5-5, but it having Toxic One, I feel like I worked for it. I feel like I earned it more. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, we are saying this preset release, so you know, I mean, our perceptions could change based on how we actually experience this in gameplay.
What, 2-3 weeks from now, we will be opening All Will Be One booster packs.
Yes,
and, like, maybe playing some of these cards. So we'll check back in 4 weeks.
Yeah, we'll
and
do an
see if our opinion
you.
Stays the same.
Infect revisited, but the infect in reckoning.
Yeah,
infectioning. That doesn't sound good, but Toxic, I think, is going to kind of be what revives poison counters. I don't even want to use the term infect anymore because I really like.
Yeah.
I really like Toxic.
There's like 5 different poison counter giving effects.
Yes.
So I think we just say, if we just use the blanket term poison counters,
yes,
I think that's a much more accurate description. You're 100% mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. But Infect, I think, is Wizard's way of trying to, like, I air quoting fix, because I don't think it needed to be fixed. I think it needed to evolve.
Yeah.
And because, you know,
modern problems require modern solutions.
But bam, there it is. Because I feel like Toxic, it feels way more fair. It feels way more fun. It feels way more like a challenge, but in a good way. Because, you know, I like puzzles. I like deck building puzzles. I like trying to figure out a way to achieve something. And I feel like Toxic is a way to implement poison, particularly in Commander, in a way that does not directly undermine that whole 40 life. You have this grander scale interaction with your deck and your cards. I just feel like it harmonizes with the format more than when infected, and I really like that.
This brings up the idea of the payoff mechanic, or sorry, the payoff synergy, the payoff attribute, mm-hmm. the payoff condition, what have you, for Infect. That's Corrupted.
Yes.
It essentially says, give all of your opponents 3 points of Infect, keep mm-hmm. them alive, because then you get value. You get things. You get to turn this aggressive strategy, or this naturally aggressive leaning strategy, into something that's a little bit more mid-range, a little bit more mm-hmm. conducive to that, like, turn 8, turn 9 sort of game that a lot of Commander players really enjoy nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all around a better experience.
It requires you to not put your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm. Which is the problem with Infect in the first place.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I would also kind of like to admit, a lot of the games I've been playing lately, and, you know, I've been guilty of this, and you can tell me your opinion on this, but a lot of the games I've been playing really haven't been swingy. A lot of them haven't been. And I feel like this encourages you to be more swingy, not at just one person, but multiple people. Because a lot of the games I've been playing lately are kind of like everyone does their own individual machine until they pop off, and then boom, they win. And, like, that's cool and fun.
At that point, you know, it's 4 players playing solitaire on a camera.
Yeah.
I appreciate that hitting the Corrupted condition encourages people to take action on the board proactively. A lot of these Corrupted cards are, like, actually amazing cards too. Like, they've designed these cards in such a way that, like, you want to run them. Like, you want to play them. You know, it's not like you kind of have to go a little bit out of your way to get some of these cards to work.
Mm-hmm.
But that little bit out of the way is get 3 poison counters on your opponent.
Even then, it really means only get 1, because then there's so much proliferation mechanics already built in the back end mm-hmm. of previous sets, previous products. You have a lot of access to that. I mean,
yeah, and that's a testament to the philosophy, like the design philosophy nowadays with Commander, especially. They are building and designing all of these cards to be as backwards compatible as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it doesn't say Infect, it says poison counters. Well, they all work together. They all fit cohesively together. Mm-hmm. It might not be the way that you think, but they fit together. There's a, like you said, there's a puzzle to be had. There's a puzzle to figure out.
Yeah.
This is another piece or another expansion of that puzzle.
There's just, we kind of listed out some of our favorite cards mm-hmm. that have the corrupted ability mechanic on there. And I used to say, well, I'm not really a white player, but I really do like, I hope I'm saying this right. Skrelves
yeah.
Hive, you know, we're trying here, you know, it could honestly be, and you know, I wouldn't know, but it says at the beginning of your upkeep, you lose one life and create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Mite artifact creature token. Try saying that 5 times fast. With toxic one, and this creature cannot block. It also is corrupted. As long as an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, creatures you control with toxic have lifelink. I like that. I like that a lot.
I mean, realistically speaking, a lot of these corrupted cards, they've kind of looked at notorious or just like popular cards and they're like mm-hmm. how can we take a very interesting spin on some of your favorite cards, like Skrell's Hive is white Bitter Blossom with Infect.
Yep. And I like that with toxic.
If you can think of like a very popular effect or a popular thing that people like to do in Commander, there's a corrupted card for it, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
You're not shoehorned into like one particular thing. Like you can build a very cohesive deck that is well-rounded and it doesn't feel like you're going all in. Mm-hmm. You're going all in until you get those three poison counters. And that's going to be a common theme for like the rest of the episode. Just keep in mind, get 3 poison counters and then you can mm-hmm. pop off. But that's the easy part. Some of these corrupted cards, what was the corrupted card that you really liked that ramped people?
Ooh, okay. So that was, oh my gosh, that was a Containment Grafter, which is a green card. Talk about growth, everybody. Mm-hmm. which I think is really fun. And I think it's kind of one of those stronger pieces. And I really like it a lot. It's a 5 mana, 5/5. Trample and toxic one. So even though, let's say you swing with this, it will not give 5 poison counters. It will give 1, which is what I really like. I like that limitation a lot. It says whenever one or more creatures you control deal combat damage to one or more players, you proliferate, which is super strong out of the gate because it doesn't even have to deal damage itself. As long as something gets through, you proliferate. And it's corrupted, says, at the beginning of your end step, if an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, draw a card, then you may put a land card from your hand onto the battlefield. And I like this because it encourages you to not murder someone because if you keep them alive, you can ramp a little bit.
I wanted to talk about this card in particular because one of the fundamental fatal flaws of dedicated Infect decks over the years mm-hmm. has been if it fizzles, if it doesn't do its thing, you're mm-hmm. SOL. Like you're just there. You are not meaningfully participating in the game because you've gone so all in. You've given up your turns playing your Soul Rings, your Arcane Signets, and your Cultivates to mm-hmm. play Glistener Elves and Blight Mambas and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like you have not built a backup plan. Because you've been trying to get rid of one player. And mm-hmm. if that doesn't work, then your deck doesn't work. And this is a way of saying, hey, it might not have worked. We're going to catch you up.
Yeah. I just, there's other pieces in here that are not as impactful and strong. I mean, this one's a common. I mm-hmm. like Phyrexian Atlas a lot. It's a 3 mana rock. You tap it at 1 mana of any color. But if you have corrupted, whenever it becomes tapped, each opponent who has 3 or more poison counters loses a life. So you're able to still ping people a little bit. I really like that.
It's a mana rock for an Infect deck that, like, incidentally also drains your opponents. Like, that's just a very natural inclusion for an Infect deck that doesn't seem that bad.
It just it pings people slowly. Glistening Sphere is another mana rock that I like too, that I just think is really beautiful.
Are these cards like overly impactful? Like, are they game breaking auto includes?
No.
And I appreciate that. I do too.
We're seeing cards made specifically for Commander that aren't docksides, that aren't, you know, those you know, big baddies that kind of make people shiver in fear under the covers and write, this card needs to be banned on Twitter before anything has hit the market, you know.
I was listening to, well, and I was editing Casual Magic this past week, and she even was talking to Melissa, and Melissa was talking about, you have people who genuinely understand and genuinely love Commander, designing the cards for Commander. They get it.
Yes.
They understand the player base. They understand Commander at a fundamental level and at a deeper than fundamental level, because they understand it from a game design perspective. So we are really starting to see the fruits of those labors. It's only going to get better from here, because there is functionally a dedicated Commander team at WotC now with the casual play design team. We see a lot of these like elegant solutions to the infect problem, to the white ramp problem, to the white card draw problem, like all that kind of stuff. More of those solutions and more of that forward thinking is on its way. So this is really like one of the first times that we are seeing the casual play design team fire on all cylinders, because this is like one of the first things that they sort of kind of had a hand in.
Yeah. And I really love this, because you can kind of see this stem throughout a lot of these past sets, and even in like the main set too, going a little bit off the trail. I love seeing them kind of make these sort of balanced cards, like in the Planeswalkers. I like the completed ability a lot. I like completed. I like that there's the drawback. If you pay the life, they enter in with less loyalty. I particularly like Vraska being, in my opinion, probably the all-star of the set. She has no uptick plus ability for loyalty. She only has a zero and two minuses. And I really, really like that. That design literally sings to me. I'm so in love with it, because you look at it and you're like, wow, this is gonna be so bad. But like, I just
You brought up Planeswalkers and Proliferate and stuff like that. I have to ask you, because this is actually like a legitimate thing.
Yes.
That I've seen people talking about. Which, for all the good that Toxic has done, this set is secretly like a Proliferate / Super Friends set. With with the gauntlet.
Yes.
You can play an infect strategy and then just play a whole bunch of planeswalkers, and you can still win in one turn, because the Ichor-Moon gauntlet says that all of your planeswalkers have a zero ability to proliferate.
Yes.
If you corrupt all of your opponents and have like two or three planeswalkers, you have a two turn clock on the whole game.
So
if not more. If not faster. Do you think that undoes the, you know, the hard work, the elegance that Toxic is trying to fix?
Here's the deal. I think it could. I think it could. If I'm being completely and totally honest with you, looking at this particular card in its set, I think it's I can see why there would be like a cause for alarm. And this might be because I'm such a Super Friends player. When I see this and I put this in a Super Friends deck, I'm not thinking, oh, this is Super Friends with Infect. I'm thinking, wow, I can really get closer to achieving those pretty nasty ultimates with my Planeswalkers.
You can like ultimate every Planeswalker constantly.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like in this main set, I think it's going to be a little scary, but you have to understand in this main set, there are only 10 Planeswalkers.
But there's how many printed ever?
True. True. If I'm being completely honest, it's so weird. So the secondary ability of Ichor-Moon Gauntlet says whenever you cast a non-creature spell, choose a counter on target permanent, put an additional counter on that kind of permanent.
It doesn't add extra poison.
There it is.
Permanent.
Yes.
You yourself are not a permanent in the game.
No, you are not. It is very focused proliferate, which I really appreciate.
It's meant to add loyalty is really what it is. I'm glad that you answered that question that way, because I was genuinely curious, because when most people saw that card, they immediately said, oh, this is a Super Friends card. This is like the best Super Friend card ever printed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is an infect. This is a poison counter set.
Yeah.
This gives me my sub theme for my poison counter deck. I don't mind playing planeswalkers in my already good Atraxa deck. Mm-hmm. Like that's a genuine concern. Like you can now mash together two of Atraxa's most popular archetypes together and have them be even more synergistic and cohesive than ever.
See, for me, as someone who has two super friends decks, a third on the way.
And as someone who is building a super sort of friends deck right now.
Yeah, when you are in the headspace of super friends, you are literally like, I'm doing super friends. You know, you don't want to stray from that. So like within the concept of commander, I think Ikrimun Gauntlet just feels way more natural in a super friends deck. Yes, you have the option to proliferate infect, but in my mind, I'm trying to proliferate and get that ultimate of Ugin. I'm trying to get that ultimate to take an extra turn. I'm trying to get that Teferi ultimate and just get free things. I mean, like, I just think it's so beautiful for a planeswalker deck.
It's just interesting to me because what is elegant and helpful for one thing is a complete barn burner for another thing. I think it's two sides of the same coin because it's the same sort of mechanic. It's the same sort of solution.
Yeah.
But it's a solution to one thing and it's an exacerbator of problems for the other thing. I think that's a very, very delicate dichotomy for the format to kind of wrangle with.
I was going to say, I really would like to emphasize here, you know, I know we're harboring in on Ikrimun Gauntlet, but like that second ability, choose a counter on target permanent, put an additional counter on it. Toxic specifically says player. So creatures that are dealt damage with creatures by toxic do not get poison counters. They don't get damage dealt to them in negative one counters. So even in that aspect, there's nothing really to worry about. Your creatures are fine. So I feel like that's also something we should emphasize with toxic, is that it doesn't touch your creatures like infect did.
The overwhelming majority, if not like most all of the toxic or just infect cards in general, are white, black, and green.
Yes, they're very Abzan.
I guess it's worth saying, like, you're not going to be able to play the gauntlet in most of your poison counter decks.
Mm-mm.
It was very cognizantly made a blue card.
Yeah.
The poison counter deck for Phyrexia All Will Be One is an Abzan deck.
Yes, it is.
Led by Ixil and this insect guy that you really, really like.
Yeah. Their names are so similar. It's like Ixil and Vrixil or something.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Vishgraz, the there Doom it Hive. Is.
Yeah, I really like that a lot.
You can't run these blue proliferate cards in decks like that. Like green, off the top of my head,
only
really has like a couple of proliferate cards. From the before times. There's a few new ones now.
Mm-hmm. If I'm being completely honest, I mean, like, we all know at this point that everything is done very intentionally. But, like, Atraxa was redless. Atraxa was redless. She had access to a lot of stuff. You had Deep Glow Skate, which is really, really good. You have other pieces in blue, like Contentious Plan and stuff like that. But I mean, Flux Channeler is another one. Whenever you cast a non-creature spell, proliferate. And I like that this time they just went straight Abzan on it to kind of remove that blue. So you can't run the gauntlet. You can't run like, what is it? Tezzeret's Gambit, or Inexorable Tide. I mean, like there's just so many good pieces, or even that, that mono blue, horror. If you proliferate twice. Tekuthal.
Yeah. The new Dominus.
Yeah. You can't run those. And I feel like people would be like, oh, that would have been such a missed opportunity. No, it was a dodged opportunity. They said, no, thank you for that. And I actually really like that because I think that Ixil and Vishgraz are two very powerful commanders. And I feel like they're not bubbling over. I think they're exactly where they need to be. I personally prefer Vishgraz, but you really like Ixil.
You know me, I like that weird, quirky value midrange kind of style that still wants you kind of going to punchies.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking at green cards that have Oracle text for proliferate right now.
Yes.
There are a total of 20 ever printed.
Mm-hmm.
11 of them are in Phyrexia All Will Be One. The 9 from before, objectively speaking, leave a lot to be desired. Evolution Sage, and there's a card called Smell Fear, which is a fight spell that I really, really like, that says proliferate, target creature you control fights up to one target creature you don't control.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, you really don't see any of these cards anywhere at all.
Yeah.
Proliferate for most of the poison counter colors wasn't a thing. Like, no. You really weren't seeing Evolution Sage in like an aggressive infect deck that often. I keep saying the before times, and by before times I mean before this upcoming set,
because yeah, like a month ago.
This upcoming set is fundamentally changing how we think about poison counters.
Yeah, and hands I like down. That. I like that shift a lot. If I'm being completely honest. If poison counters were shifted to Abzan colors, that I would be happy with that. I would love that. I want it cemented there. You know, we do have,
I think this really plants that flag that.
I think so too. Because you have a lot of good green counters pieces.
Are an Abzan thing from here on out.
And I think it really eliminates some of the scarier pieces that you would see with the addition of blue. Again, I really like Inexorable Tide. Whenever you cast a spell, you just proliferate. That's a pretty gnarly piece. Thrumming Bird, Guild Pact Informant, which is just Thrumming Bird, but for literally one more mana. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's a lot of good pieces in blue that you don't even have access to. The new Azuri, Stalker of Spheres, is really good because you draw a card.
That's a splash. Think about it this way. Proliferate is a blue thing. Infect is Abzan.
Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah, same here. I think it really gives, I hate to say it, it gives Abzan something about its color identity that isn't just going infinite with the piece of limp lettuce at the table over from Yu's lunch. Like, Abzan is just notorious for being a combo color combination. That's all they do. Even when you think you're not going infinite with Abzan, you're going infinite with Abzan. And I think this is just a breath of fresh air for the color combination.
Well, if you ask me to name an Abzan card, literally the only one I can think of is Dune Blast. And that's it.
Name any Abzan card or like Abzan staple, it goes infinite with something. Everything goes infinite with each other everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to try very hard. And this is exciting to me. This is something new for these Abzan enjoyers, because the colors are genuinely interesting. They do genuinely unique things.
I mean, like, there's a lot of good pieces, particularly in this set. There's a lot of good white pieces that have like this piece. But
been a central focus of Wizards for a couple of years now, is just giving white the makeover that it's needed.
I think one piece in particular I really like, that it doesn't even have the word like infect or toxic on it, which I really appreciate. Even the word proliferate, which I really appreciate. Norn's Decree, which is a new enchantment. Card. It is 2W. Whenever one or more creatures an opponent controls deals combat damage to you, that opponent gets a poison counter. Whenever a player attacks, if one or more players being attacked are poisoned, the attacking player draws a card. So again, it urges you to poison other people. It you know, kind of encourages people to not touch you and encourages other people to attack each other. Again, we're seeing more cards that encourage swinging, which I really like.
Yeah.
And they Game's get card move. Draw off of it. And it says a player, which, yeah, you're a player. It's everybody. I just like that. I like those little things.
I like the specific wording here. And I swear, this is not a set review. This is just genuine, interesting commentary that happens to surround poison counters. Compare Norn's Decree to like a Ghostly Prison or a Spear of Safety. Imagine that for a second, right?
Imagining.
Norn's Decree says, you can attack me, but the bill's going to come due. Like, something's going to happen. This is going to suck for you.
Yeah, you're
Ghostly Prison, Spear of Safety, all that kind of stuff says, you can't attack me even if you wanted to. Like, you can't afford it. So you just don't. Ghostly Prison, Spear of Safety encourage people to do nothing or ignore a player.
Well, it robs a player of resources, too.
Exactly. So they're not developing their board state. They're not playing cards. They're not keeping up extra mana for interaction and answers, etc.
Yeah.
Whereas Norn's Decree is just like, you can attack me. You're going to get poison counter. Realistically speaking, like, you could just play Norn's Decree for the card draw. Like, you don't even need to play it in a dedicated poison counter strategy.
I do want to say, I don't think, please correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've ever really seen a poison counter sort of card that is more defensive Most poison counters are very aggressive. You know, a lot of the swinging, the proliferation, the dealing damage. But this right here, it says, if you even think about touching me, you're going to take a ping, and you're on a 10 ping clock. You don't see that, really.
I think it's so interesting looking back and seeing how far things have come and how things have changed over the years. Because in 2009, 2007, no one would have ever thought that Commander was magic.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would, reasonably speaking, need to have these kinds of shifts in mechanics and like reframing of mechanics.
Yeah.
To be more... I don't think appropriate
organic.
Is the right
I think
word.
Organic is a good word. Yeah. I like organic.
I do too. I think that's apt.
I also really appreciate how, even though like you can clearly see Toxic benefiting Commander, I really do think it also benefits other formats as well. I feel like it creates this beautiful balance across formats that I really appreciate seeing, because I mean, like, to kind of highlight this again, most toxic creatures don't surpass 2. I think there are maybe 3 threes. There is 1 4. There is 1 6. And then there is 1 9. But in order to get the 9, you have to jump through a bunch of hoops through Monument to Perfection, which is... It becomes a 9/9 Phyrexian Construct artifact creature, loses all abilities and gains indestructible and toxic 9. You can only activate if there are 9 or more lands with different names among the basic sphere and locus lands you control. So you gotta hoop to get there. It may be a 3-mana ability, but
Abzan was already the best one of the best color combinations at doing Field of the Dead. So this is just like a new Field of the Dead.
Yeah, except it's a little easier to remove, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Dies to Crows and Grip. Run more removal.
dies to removal is unplayable.
But like, I don't know. I really, really appreciate them keeping that toxic count so low. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like,
they,
one of the mythics
want
in
the
set,
game to actually feel like something happened. People
like
had agency and back and forth. They made decisions. Their decisions had weight. Whereas... Yeah, I think back to 3, 4, 5 years ago when Saskia first came out and people were playing Saskia. In fact, those games were like 4 turns.
Yeah,
you were dead, and like you would die having only played like a Cultivate.
Yep, and those
it's like
those moments do not feel good.
It doesn't feel good, but it's also just like not fun.
I think this is fun too. And I will say to people who know me, I do have infect pieces in Alibu. Alibu does have Grafted Exoskeleton and a Blightsteel, but she scales differently than a normal infect would, because I don't ever, you know, swing for Alibu and Alibu then becomes like a 6/7 or whatever. That's not the intent. It's to get as many artifacts as I can on the battlefield and get them tapped, so then Alibu can then deal the perfect amount of infect. But that's still, I feel like
it's hoops.
It is hoops. It's hoops. It's easy to remove. It's stuff like that. Like, God, I'm surprised you haven't talked about Tyrannax Rex, which is the mythic dinosaur Phyrexian.
My boy.
Your boy. That's my son.
It's Carnage Tyrant with haste and toxic.
Yeah.
Like, it's so great.
Yeah. And Ward 4.
Yeah.
Jesus. And he can't be countered.
If I had an actual favorite toxic card...
Yeah,
it's Wormquake.
Yeah, you do like that one.
I do like this card because it's like the quintessential. You get value for keeping your opponents alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then it scales the later the game goes because it's got flashback. So you get 6/6s up front and then you get 10/10s later on in the game. I love that Toxic in general just like scales up to the format. Whether that's getting you card draw, getting you the Stolen Strategy effect with Ixhal, having your mana rock tap for more mana the more your opponents are corrupted. Like, I think that is the perfect solution for Infect. Mm-hmm.
It is. It encourages more equitable gameplay. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that more because, you'll still feel bad that you lost to, like, you don't even lose to infect anymore. You lose to poison counters, but like
you lose to proliferate.
You lose,
you don't lose to getting one shot.
Yeah. And I would honestly, I would prefer that gradual. It feels more flavorful too. I don't know if we touched on this. I like that it feels so much more flavorful because in fact, you know, getting Phyrexian eyes, it feels like the slow, gradual sort of like color seeping from the land, you know, kind of like a zombie bite sort of transition in my mind. That's kind of how I equate it. But in Commander previously, all it took was a Triumph of the Hordes, one punch turn, Tainted Striker, one punch Blight Steel.
Tainted Strike, Chandra's Ignition is like a very classic Rakdos combo.
God, yes, it is. I forgot about Chandra's Ignition because that just gets everybody. Yeah.
And if it doesn't get the players, in fact, deals damage to creatures in the form of -1/-1 counter. So it's also a board clear.
Yes, it is. Thankfully, Toxic ignores creatures. I love that so much. Yeah, I literally love that so much. That's my favorite part about Toxic, if I'm being honest. It encourages swinging at people, not at planeswalkers. It just encourages swinging.
Wow. And I don't swing often. Super Friends player.
Listen, I am very keenly aware of all abilities that don't touch my planeswalkers. Fun fact, Goad. Has to hit me. Can't hit the walkers, baby.
Yeah.
Specifically, it says player, and I am keenly aware of that.
Does next week have to be the Planeswalker episode? Because I think it does.
I mean, it can be. I personally love Planeswalkers, but what can we say about it other than you should be, you should try a Super Friends deck. It is the best feeling in the world.
Super Friends is like the big bad in the room, in the discourse right now. And I think giving us a week to like kind of formulate our thoughts and then say, let's talk about it next week seems like a completely reasonable thing to do. Because rightfully so, a lot of people are afraid of the archetype now.
Yeah. But I will say this about Planeswalker decks, just to put this on thing. Has anyone ever looked at you and said, you shouldn't run a Planeswalker for their ultimate? Well, in Super Friends world,
That's why you pick the Planeswalkers.
That's why you do it, baby. Come take a walk on the wild side where emblems can't be touched because they are technically outside of the game. But that's baby. For next week. But to kind of tie a beautiful, lovely, gorgeous bow on this completed package here, I will say
what you did there. I see what you did there. Totally not forced comedy.
Not forced. I really think that I don't like using the term fixed when we talk about card design. I think card design is organic. I think it changes over time. It morphs. It bends. It takes shape. It evolves. I love that. I love that Toxic feels like it's such a healthy, which is so funny because, you know, toxic people. But like Toxic feels healthy.
Britney Spears would be proud of its toxicities.
Yes, she would. Britney Spears approves of all toxic.
She loves the taste of these completed lips.
She goes, you're toxic and I'm slipping under. But I think Toxic is phenomenal. I think the designers did a great job. I really want to just highlight that. You know, a lot of work went into making this balanced across multiple formats, and it feels fresh. It feels exciting. It makes me want to play a once linear theme that I had completely written off because I just didn't want to touch it. I really appreciate this. I like what it is. I think it fits well within the realm of Commander, especially. So 10 out of 10, would complete again.
10 poison counters out of 10.
10. Oh my God. That is clever. I'm mad that you thought of that before me.
I thought that's where you were gonna go with
no,
it.
No, I was
disappointed.
I was thinking about Britney Spears. I mean, I always think about Britney Spears, but
yeah, she's a millennial icon. That's kind of how it goes.
Thank you so much for listening to this wonderful podcast called Bad at Magic, a podcast where we talk about how we're bad at magic and how we're trying to get better, because the first step of being sort of good at something is sucking at something. My name is Chase. If you don't know me, I'm also known as Mana Curves on Twitter and everywhere on the internet. You can find me streaming Paper Commander on Twitch and Commander Deck Building on Twitch as well. And you can also catch me writing articles about Commander for Star City Games.
And I'm at AK Plays Cards on all of the things. I work behind the scenes with all of your favorite Commander content creators, like literally all of them these days. I added another Infinity Stone to my Infinity Gauntlet of content creators in the last few weeks. So if you're supporting them, you're supporting me. You can find this podcast everywhere where podcasts are sold and not sold, because you can listen to this for free. just like supporting the show is free by leaving a like, leaving a comment, helping the algorithm. Because at the end of the day, we're just trying to defeat the evil algorithm overlords and share our passion and our love of magic with everyone else.